Now let's lead off with the retail giant Amazon, saying it plans to buy 100,000 electric delivery vehicles from Rivian as part of a larger effort to reduce its carbon footprint. Amazon founder and CEO Jeff Bezos says the first Rivian-made vans will be delivering packages to customers by 2021. Amazon plans to have 10,000 of the new electric vehicles on the road within 3 years, and all 100,000 vehicles on the road by 2030. All of them will be made at Rivian's plant in Normal. Bezos made the announcement yesterday in Washington as part of Amazon's pledge to be net zero carbon by 2040. That's a decade ahead of the Paris Accords goal. Bezos says Amazon is the first signatory to the climate pledge.
That is going to be a gigantic signal to the marketplace to start inventing, developing these new technologies that these global companies will need to be able to meet this commitment.
The Rivian vans will save 4 million metric tons of carbon.
This is why we invested in Rivian. We invested $440 million in Rivian. That's part of what I'm so excited about.
Navigant Research analyst Sam Abul-Samid says the move makes sense considering Amazon is moving more and more of its logistics operation in-house. We saw that most recently with the high-profile breakup it had with FedEx. Abul-Samid says Amazon's delivery vans eat up a lot of fuel, often driving at low speeds, idling, operating in limited geographic areas with lots of stops and starts.
The vehicles are going to be more expensive up front, but compared to the fuel that's used for these types of vehicles, they'll potentially save an enormous amount of money.
Earlier this year, Amazon announced it was leading a $700 million investment in Rivian, but it was unclear then what their partnership would entail. Now we know. On Thursday, Amazon clarified that its investment in Rivian is more like $440 million. Rivian spokeswoman Amy Mast says the 100,000 van order is separate from that investment. The Amazon vans are different from Rivian's R1T pickup and R1S sport utility adventure vehicles that are aimed at the retail consumer market. Those were the ones introduced last fall at the LA Auto Show. Amy Mast says the Amazon order will not delay production of those R1 models, which starts next year. The vehicles will share many of the same components, Rivian's skateboard platform. The Amazon vans will have their own body, interior design, and suspension developed specifically for Amazon's last-mile delivery operations. The Michigan-based Rivian previously said it planned to build 20 to 25,000 vehicles in Normal in the first 2 years, then ramp up to as many as 50,000 vehicles. That's well below what Mitsubishi was making in that plant when they were at peak production. It's unclear how Thursday's announcement affects Rivian's production plans. Here's analyst Sam Abul-Samid again.
This works out great for Rivian because now they have a big commitment for vehicles from that plant. This is a plant that previously has had a production capacity of somewhere in the order of about 250,000 vehicles a year. And, you want to maximize the utilization of a factory like that to get your economies of scale. That's a big chunk of that capacity that they'll be utilizing and, potentially have the, ability to utilize the same sort of vehicle for other customers as well.
Rivian's skateboard platform opens up many lines of new business, even beyond the multi-million dollar investments it's already seen from Amazon, Ford, and Cox Automotive. That's according to Stephanie Brinley, principal automotive analyst at IHS Market.
I do think that Amazon and Ford's interest in it suggests that there's other major companies out there that look at their model and look at what they've had the opportunity to see the vehicles, whatever due diligence they've had, and they've come away with it and said, we believe that this company has potential to be really successful.
Rivian has promised to hire 1,000 full-time workers in Normal by 2024. Today it has around 130.